Trend News, I'm Mary Rose. The FBI is leading the investigation into the discovery of a hunting stand near the Air Force One landing zone in Florida. A spokesperson for the U.S. Secret Service confirmed agents made the discovery last week during a security sweep ahead of the president's arrival in Palm Beach. No individuals were found at the location, but officials noted that teams identified items of interest. The agency confirmed the hunting stand had a direct line of sight to the restricted parking area for Air Force One. Multiple universities are refusing to accept the Trump administration's higher education funding plan.
The White House recently sent a letter to 9 universities asking them to commit to Trump administration policies on gender and race in exchange for priority access to funding. MIT leadership said the proposal would limit free speech and campus independence. Similar concerns were cited in rejections from Brown University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the University of Southern California. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Instagram is making changes it says will better safeguard teenagers.
Teens will no longer be able to follow accounts that regularly share age-inappropriate content, such as links to OnlyFans accounts. If teens already follow these accounts, content and messaging is blocked. Anyone under 18 signing up for Instagram is automatically placed into restrictive teen accounts unless a parent or guardian gives them permission to opt out. The company also adding an even stricter setting parents can set up. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is ending U.S. aid to Colombia. In a post today, the president called Colombian President Gustavo Petro an illegal drug dealer who does nothing to stop the flow of drugs into the United States. This is SRN News. A new poll asks churchgoers about social issues.
It's a joint venture of the Family Research Council and Arizona Christian University, and it reveals that only 43% of people who regularly attend worship services identify as pro-life, down from 63% in 2023. Just 46% of respondents accept the definition of family as being limited to one man and one woman married with children. FRC spokesman David Clausen says, quote, confusion inside the church is not primarily a political problem, it's a discipleship problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
October is Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and President Trump has released a statement. Mr. Trump's proclamation says that every child is created in the holy image and likeness of God with inherent dignity and worth. We celebrate the extraordinary individuals living with Down Syndrome who bring joy, wonder, and meaning to the world. This is SRN News. Soccer's high-profile tournament in North America next year is already a hot ticket.
FIFA has announced that over 1 million tickets have been sold for next year's World Cup. The tournament will be hosted by the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The highest demand for tickets comes from those three countries. FIFA reports that fans from 212 countries and territories have purchased tickets, even though only 28 of the 48 spots have been filled. The tournament runs from June 11 through July 19. The first round of ticket sales was a lottery with 4.5 million applicants. The next draw opens on October 27. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
French police are investigating a daring jewel heist at the Louvre Museum. The BBC says thieves broke into the museum early today and stole priceless jewels shortly before it even opened to the public. The thieves broke in using a truck-mounted ladder that gained entry through an upstairs window. More details at SRNnews.com.